Donations. WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
Good morning. It's 5 o'clock. Welcome to Tuesday. It's April 24th, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Ganzera Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
We've got some spring-like weather continuing for a bit, but we do have some rain on the way tonight. Any hopes of the gas tax going down if the sales tax go up? Dead this morning. Officials downplaying any link to terror after a man plows a rental van into a crowd in Toronto. New Jersey Transit gets more help before what some are calling the summer of purgatory. In sports, Yanks pound the Twins. Phillies and Mets had the night off. Sixers try to close out their first-round series tonight. Details of our top stories coming up in the minutes ahead, but we begin this morning with first weather. Meteorologist Dan Zero, it was good to see the sun.
Very much so, but we have to step back from the pleasant weather for a couple of days. A little bit of rain on the way. It's going to be a mostly cloudy and breezy day for us. Temperatures this morning have fallen into the 30s across much of New Jersey, just because those clouds aren't here yet. But we'll see it become grayer and eventually wetter. There is a chance for a shower or sprinkle during the day today. Highs mostly in the lower 60s. Steady to potentially heavy rain arrives tonight through tomorrow morning. Then we'll taper off to scattered showers tomorrow afternoon. Highs in the 60s. Back to nice weather on Thursday. Right now, Princeton 36, North Plainfield 37, Jersey City 44.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. You've heard us talking about the possibility of a cut in that massive gas tax hike if Governor Murphy raises the sales tax. While technically the two are linked, Murphy now says he has no intention of lowering one tax to raise another. And the gas tax will stay right where it is, even though you're going to be paying more to buy stuff. Patrick Lavery joins us live to explain this morning. Patrick?
Well, Eric, rumblings of this apparent change of heart began to surface last week and are now confirmed. Governor Murphy has drawn his line in the sand as far as wanting to put the sales tax back at 7%. The 2016 law signed by then-Governor Christie dropped it down to 6.625 as of this past January 1st.
The sales tax was reduced as a gimmick, just so that he could say that he didn't raise taxes in the aggregate. It wasn't reduced for any good public policy reason.
The gas tax hike created a three-member review council that was supposed to certify whether any tax reductions are reversed. But even if that council isn't written out of state law, it might simply never meet its third member. Was never appointed, Eric.
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. And Zero's commuter weather. Temperatures starting out in the 30s and 40s this morning. We are on our way into the lower 60s again today. A cloudy, breezy day with the increasing chance of showers and sprinkles. Rain is likely tonight and for tomorrow morning as well. Should clear out a bit by the time we get to Thursday. And Dan will have more on that part of the forecast coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, we'll have the latest on that van attack in Toronto and what more Jersey schools are doing to put on armed security. That story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07 on this Tuesday morning. We have temperatures that are starting in the 30s and 40s on our way to the 60s today, but an increasing rain chance as we move through the day today, and it looks like it'll be raining tonight and into tomorrow morning. We'll have more on that part of the forecast with Dan in just a couple of minutes. That big forest fire in the Pinelands, now 90% contained this morning. More than 840 acres have burned in Washington Township. The fire so intense, it was visible from space. Several local roads near the fire will be closed again today. Police in Canada's biggest city are piecing together witness accounts and surveillance video trying to determine why a driver plowed a rented van along a crowded sidewalk, killing 10 and injuring 15, in what many witnesses say seemed to be a deliberate attack.
First instinct was to start puking, but lifeguard instinct in me was to said go there and help out.
25-year-old suspect quickly captured in a tense but brief confrontation with officers just a few blocks away from where his van jumped the sidewalk and continued for a mile, leaving people bloodied and dead in his wake. Jackson Township will vote tonight on a proposal to hire up to 19 armed guards to patrol their schools. The school board will debate the issue and the cost of up to $400,000 a year. An increasing number of schools have been adding armed security in their school buildings. That includes Cherry Hill, where armed guards began their patrols on Monday. A New Jersey teacher could face death if he is deported back to Egypt. Students have been rallying to save Ahmed Abdelbaset, a high school physics teacher at Rising Star Academy in Union City. The married father, sentenced to death by a military court in Egypt in 2016 for encouraging anti-government protests. He had been seeking asylum in the U.S., but was recently arrested by ICE agents and jailed pending an immigration hearing. Governor Murphy's proposed budget increases the state's direct subsidy to New Jersey transit from $141 million to more than $382 million. Bus drivers will account for more than a third of the staff being added. 15 of the agency's roughly 200 routes are targeted for specific improvements.
NJ Transit plans to add 40 bus drivers and has started recruiting for those posts, in part to help address overcrowding on 7 bus routes through Bergen, Hudson, and Union counties. Governor Phil Murphy says fixing the agency will take years, but that improvements will start soon.
Bus riders can hope for better days and better rides ahead.
Additional buses and adjustments in running times are planned to improve on-time performance of 8 routes, 4 in North Jersey, 2 in the Trenton area, and 2 running into Philadelphia from Bridgeton and Glassboro. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:09. We told you about a SEPTA police officer assigned to the canine unit, but lost his four-pawed partner when he was transferred to a different division. The family was devastated to lose the dog, Abel. Now the Galanti family has been reunited with Abel after SEPTA decided to retire him from service. SEPTA has never said why Officer Richard Galanto was transferred, and they claim the decision to retire the dog was not related to intense public pressure. The quest to be the next American Idol for a New Jersey teen has come to an end. 16-year-old Mara Justine made it into the top 14, but she didn't get enough votes from viewers to make it into the top 10. The judges were shocked at the vote last night, Lionel Richie telling the Absegami High School sophomore he didn't know what was wrong with America for voting her out. A new report finds bias incidents against Muslims nationwide increased between 2016 and 2017, but in New Jersey, they went down.
Jim Seuss of the Jersey chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations says across the country, bias incidents involving Muslims were up 17%. However,
New Jersey actually did come down a bit. The number of cases reported to us in 2016 were 69. The number in 2017 were 57.
Yes, this is not surprising because Jersey is a very progressive state, but it's important to remember
these are cases that have been reported to us. Frankly, it doesn't necessarily mean that the number of actual incidents out there in the real world have dropped.
In South Plainfield, David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:11. A dead baby found inside a suitcase in Jersey City had been missing from Virginia since last August. The baby's father has been found in Puerto Rico. He is in custody. Investigators have not reported a cause of death, but say the father is awaiting extradition back to the U.S. An exotic tick species that somehow made its way to New Jersey may now unfortunately be here for good.
The East Asian tick had not been known to exist in the U.S. until many were found on a sheep in Hunterdon County last summer. Steps were taken to eliminate the tick, but the State Department of Agriculture says the species survived the winter and has possibly become established here.
But so far we have not found it anywhere outside of this pasture where the sheep was.
The East Asian tick has the potential to spread bacterial and viral diseases to both humans and animals. Tests run on the tick and sheep last fall failed to find any tick-borne diseases. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. Rain is on the way. We'll get an extended look at the forecast with Dan, and then recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
All of the news and the weather updates.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zarrow. So will at least the temperatures still feel like spring, Dan?
Yeah, we're still going to see 60s over the next couple of days. That's the good news here. In addition, you know, if you've been coughing and sneezing with a scratchy throat, pollen levels are certainly elevated right now as everything across New Jersey is blooming. We'll get some of that pollen washed out of the air as some rain comes in, too. So there is some good news to this downturn in our weather. Sky's becoming mostly cloudy today. It'll be breezy at times with an increasing chance for showers and sprinkles. I see one little batch of sprinkle activity off the coast of Atlantic City right now. High temperatures today, mostly in the lower 60s, a little cooler than the widespread 70s we saw yesterday. But again, overall, not not too bad today. Tonight is going to get soggy, with moderate to heavy rain pushing through the state. Could be some flooding issues if that rain falls so hard that it inundates storm drains and the like. Overnight lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow morning's commute could still be wet. Through tomorrow morning, we'll see steady rain, then tapering to scattered showers by midday into the afternoon tomorrow. It'll be cloudy and breezy in between those raindrops, but high temperatures still in the 60s tomorrow. We'll clear away to sunshine on Thursday, and we're warming back up as well. Another splendid spring day with highs in the upper 60s to around 70 on Thursday. And then Friday, it's back to rain again. Next storm system brings us a little bit of rain. Looks light to moderate on Friday, but again, could still get a little wet at times. The early look at the weekend, looking good. 70s expected on Saturday as sunshine returns once again. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, any hope of the gas tax going down? Governor Murphy planning to raise the sales tax are dead this morning. He says he won't honor that agreement with Governor Christie. Officials are downplaying any link to terrorism after a man plows a rental van into a crowd in Toronto, killing 10. In sports, Yankees pounded the Twins 14-1. Phillies and Mets had the night off. And tonight, the Sixers will try to close out their first-round series. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:18. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Tuesday morning. Pretty quiet, although chilly this morning. We do have some 30s on thermometers. The clouds really haven't started rolling in yet, but it will turn gray and breezy today. A little cooler than yesterday, lower 60s, but still not bad. We'll see a chance for showers and sprinkles through this afternoon. The steadier rain looks to hold off until overnight tonight through tomorrow morning. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:18.
Dennis and Judy.
Well, you guys make fun of everything, so that's all right. That's one of the reasons I listen.
You're right.
But that's what we want to hear. That's the show.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
This is going to be great.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22, it is on this Tuesday morning in the Great Garden State. We have temperatures that are starting out in the 30s and 40s. It's chilly, and it'll be mild today as temperatures will go back into the 60s. But as we move through the day, an increasing chance for some showers. Should be raining by tonight and certainly this time tomorrow morning. When will we clear out and dry out? We'll have more from Dan coming up in just a couple of minutes. A spokesman says former President George H.W. Bush is eager to get well so he can get to his summer home in Kennebunkport, Maine. Jim McGrath says the 93-year-old Bush is the most goal-oriented person on this planet. The president has been hospitalized in Houston with an infection after attending the funeral of wife Barbara. McGrath said Monday that Bush is responding to treatments, appears to be recovering. McGrath says he was admitted Sunday after an infection spread to his blood. A tragic accident in Burlington County has left a young bull rider in critical condition. An 18-year-old rider from Maryland did have a helmet on when the bull whipped his head around and hit the rider in his head. He was unconscious as he was airlifted to a hospital in Philly. It happened at the Live the Dream stable in Chesterfield Township. If you get pulled over by police while driving, do you know what to do? But more importantly, do you know what not to do? State officials are ramping up efforts to keep motorists and the police safe during traffic stops, with videos featuring basketball star Shaquille O'Neal and others.
Sharon LaShare of the State Attorney General's Office says the Safe Stop campaign, which is being relaunched, includes a mandatory educational focus for law enforcement on cultural awareness and de-escalation techniques, and simple advice for drivers if they get pulled over.
Stay in your car, keep your hands on the steering wheel. Turn on your dome light if it's in the evening.
She adds you can go to safestopnj.com to see videos and take the Safe Stop Pledge. And you can also get a special sticker to put on the back of your car that says you're familiar with Safe Stop. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A small plane crashed into a lake near a North Jersey airport Monday, injuring the pilot, who managed to free himself and swim away before police in a rowboat plucked him from the water. The pilot was alone on the single-engine plane when it went down shortly before noon near the small airport in Sussex County. The pilot was taking off from the airport when the crash occurred. Two former allies of Governor Christie will try and convince a federal appeals court their convictions in the George Washington Bridge lane closing scandal should be reversed. Bill Baroni and Bridget Kelly were convicted in 2016 of carrying out the plot to cause massive traffic jams at the bridge to punish a mayor who wouldn't endorse Christie for re-election. The plot's architect, former Port Authority official David Weilstein, a high school acquaintance of Christie, pleaded guilty and testified against Baroni and Kelly. Christie was never charged, but the scandal torpedoed his presidential aspirations in the 2016 Republican primary. At a press conference at a Patterson hospital, U.S. Senators Bob Menendez and Cory Booker of New Jersey, as well as Congressman Bill Pascrell, have begun championing a program aimed at stopping opioid addiction before patients in pain ever leave their doctor's office.
Senator Bob Menendez says the Alternatives to Opioids Act, called ALTO for short, is already working at St. Joseph's Regional Medical Center, where doctors are trained
to use alternative to opioids to treat acute pain, curb opioid exposure, and eliminate the possibility of addiction in just 2 years.
In that time, the Patterson Hospital has reduced opioid prescriptions in its emergency room by 82%, and Senator Menendez wants to see the same results in hospitals around the country. He says the federal government has already allotted $6 billion to fight opioid addiction, which often starts with the misuse of pain medicine. Daniela Burson, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
How about New Jersey's First News, 526. We have temperatures in the 30s and 40s on our way into the 60s today, and we are going to look at some rain increasing in likelihood as we move through the rest of the day and into tonight. Dan has full forecast details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, any hope the gas tax was going to go down as the sales tax goes up appears to be dead this morning. We'll have that story and business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news this morning. Asian shares mostly higher today. A surge in U.S. bond yields pushed the value of the dollar higher against other major currencies. Wall Street shares yielded early gains to end nearly unchanged. The Dow fell less than a tenth of a percent, sitting at 24,448 this morning. Oil prices on the rise, just below $69 a barrel this morning. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bashaw is at the editor's desk. Digital content coordinated by Dan Alexander. And our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
All Jersey, all the time.
Jersey is nothing without you guys.
New Jersey 101.5.